Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Welcome to Being Here.
Yes. Whenever you're listening to this, welcome.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Collectively, we're the Kanes.
That's right.
And we do finish each other's sentences.
That's right, too.
So. Let's go.
Okay. Well, you know, something very interesting happened yesterday. We did a
Global video seminar.
That's what I was going to say. Global video seminar on Zoom. And there was one participant who didn't like what we had to say. It was very interesting because they had a point of view and our point of view was different. And that was the only difference. It was a point of view. That person was being right about something and didn't want to hear any other possibilities. Well, we talk in every show about listening. And listening, true listening, requires you to surrender your point of view to discover another's point of view. If you're defending your point of view, you can never discover another's point of view. So true listening is allowing what's being said to come into you without filtering it through what you already know, what you believe to be true, what you would die for, you know, all your, you know, causes. It's about hearing another person's reality in that moment. And, you know, the interesting thing is, in their reality, they can't be wrong because it's their reality. So if you allow yourself to hear what another says without judging it, agreeing with it, disagreeing with it, the interesting thing that happens, the most interesting thing, is you get pulled into the current moment of your life just by listening. It's that simple. It's so simple, your complex mind will not easily agree to it. Oh, that's the other thing. Whether you agree or disagree is a function of not listening. Listening doesn't agree or disagree, it hears. So see if you can play with the idea of surrendering your point of view to hear what another has to say rather than the complaints of our minds.
Today's theme is being creative. And what's going to be a challenge for those of you who want to access your creativity is going to be agendas you have or previous opinions about yourself. And that was really the thing that got between he or she yesterday, that fellow or that lady, whoever it was. They had a perspective that they were busy proving right. I wouldn't be surprised if some of you have tuned in today with an old perspective, and it really doesn't matter which side of the coin you fall on. My creativity. Heads is I'm a creative person. Tails.
I'm not creative at all.
Put away the coin. Get interested in what's possible. Let's discover the moment. The moment is always new. That is where creativity resides, in this moment. And we had people yesterday talking about how suddenly, or in the last couple of days on the global video seminars, all our seminars now have been moved to an online format.
So you could join us from anywhere in the world, should you choose to.
Somebody was talking about all of the sudden it came to them something outside the box. There is a fellow who has a business as a computer consultant. His wife works also for a different company, and they have three little children. Everybody works from home or does online schooling from home or plays at home, and he was feeling quite stressed because there was no time for him. And he suddenly had a flash.
from outside the box.
You know, he had an opinion of himself. I'm not a morning person, formed from a long time ago.
When he wasn't.
But he realized, what happens if I get up at 4:30 in the morning and go to bed early? He now has hours to himself.
Where he can get all of that work that he couldn't get done because it's uninterrupted. The kids are sleeping, his wife is sleeping, the house is quiet. He can do the work that he wants to do.
Your creativity may show up as a hunch. It may show up as something between you as you're waking up. One of the things as we were waking up this morning, Shia said to me, on the show today, we have to talk about the phenomena of not wanting to be told what to do.
Oh, that's so good, because I forgot about it.
I know, because you were
coming out
between those states.
Right.
And it's really true. If you don't want to be dominated by your life,
or dominated by the information coming your way, then you are totally dominated by it.
I really feel that our friend who had this epiphany that he could get up early had that epiphany because he was so fully operating inside the box. It wasn't like, I hate this, I don't want it, don't tell me what to do, you can't make me. He was not busy proving that his life sucked. He embraced it to the best of his ability, and then other options opened.
Out of nowhere and everywhere, options open up.
So today, why not fully engage with this show, embrace it as a new possibility, let go of what you've heard before, if there is such a thing. I sat across from Shia. We've done 700 plus shows. He talked about listening today in a totally new way. It was new. It was creative. I was here for it. When you're here for your life, it's a magical adventure. When you check out because you think you've been here before,
or you already know something. You know, in Zen, they talk about beginner's mind. Beginner's mind is really about discovering the moment newly. And I don't practice Zen. And it doesn't mean I haven't read about it over the years. But in Zen, it's about getting into the moment. Well, if you listen and look with your eyes and not think about how to go about your life, but look and see what's wanted and needed, life will give you all the hints you need.
You know, it's funny. What you already know blocks what's possible. I was driving home from the store. I was buying some cat food today. And a motor's coming from the opposite direction flashed their lights at me. And I was like, okay, great, thanks. Speed trap ahead. I thought they were flashing me to let me know to watch my speeds because up ahead there was a police officer running a radar trap. And I came over the top of the little rise, and there standing on the edge of this soybean field, actually, was this beautiful buck. His rack was large, but in velvet, it was still growing. He was trying to decide whether or not to cross the road.
That, if you don't know, that's a male deer, white-tailed deer.
It was so beautiful. And then I pulled over and watched him bound through the field until he made it back to the edge of the trees.
You know, there's a poet. Mm-hmm. His name is John de la Cruz, Juan de la Cruz, and he was a monk in the 18th century, I believe, and he writes a poem that has the words in it, something I don't know that I may come on randomly. And what Ariel's talking about is that random nature of life if you're here for it. I came around a cornfield heading to the river this morning because I went fishing this morning. And on the way to the river, I come on this vixen that's a female fox with two of her puppies or kits, which were quite large, actually. They were almost adolescent. But I came around the bend, you know, and there they were. It was very cool. A lot of rabbits in that
field. Not something you can plan.
Not something you can plan. You can't really plan life.
So we have a couple of callers holding. Let's take our first one, shall we?
Okay.
Val in Montclair, New Jersey. Welcome to the show, Val.
Hi, thank you so much. Great to be here.
Great to have you.
Yes, it is.
Thanks. I love hearing you guys talk about the wildlife that you've encountered. I feel so... I'm on furlough from work, which means that from my full-time job, which means that I am not, they are not able to pay me and over half of our full-time staff because of the COVID pandemic, and expect to bring us back on. So in this time, I've been sort of embracing the opportunity to slow down and relax and take care of myself, my home, and look at whatever is around me. And I am usually a planner, and I haven't really planned things. Like Shia, you mentioned looking at what needs to be done and taking care of it, or just letting things unfold. And I feel like that's been happening for me, which has been really exciting. And I also have this voice in my head that's like, you should be producing more. And, you know, the topic is creativity, and it's...
Okay, good. So here's the thing.
Yes.
There are three principles in instantaneous transformation. The first one is that anything you resist persists and grows stronger. So if there's anything you don't like in your life, that's what you're stuck with. The second one, which is really what I want to talk about, is life shows up newly, exactly as it is in each moment. So this moment of now.
That was a finger snap.
Yeah, that's a finger snap.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. In this moment of now, you can only be listening to this podcast because you are. And Val, you could only be on the podcast with us because you are. Your life.
Cool.
Yes, it is cool. Your life shows up moment by moment exactly as it is. You can only be doing exactly what you're doing right now. Try to be different than you are right now, Val. Too late. Now went by.
Yeah.
So, if you couldn't be different than you are right now, could you have ever been different in any previous moment of now?
No.
That's correct. That is the, you get the prize. That is the answer. You get the prize of having this moment be especially uniquely itself, exactly as it is. See, and that is such a gift because your mind is a machine that perpetuates thought, stories. It talks to you. It says you should be doing more. It says you should be more ambitious. That's like the soundtrack on the movie called Your Life. Now, if you allow yourself to look and see what wants to be done, you will be very productive. It may not fit your mind's picture of how you should be, but you'll be very productive, even if it's taking a nap.
Third principle.
Yes.
Anything you see without judging completes itself in an instant. So you have this conversation that shows up in your thought process. That's an old one. And you can either resist having it, like it's telling you should be doing more. Or you can see it without judging it, and then your ability to actually see what's your environment or experience being in your environment shows up. And Shia often talks about the three different states, and we're not talking New Jersey, Connecticut, New York. We're talking about...
Those are good ones these days.
Those are good ones. We've got a lower COVID around here right now, but there's being, there's doing, and there's having. Your mind wants you to do more so that you can have the results or have something. It's telling you if you do more, you'll have more satisfaction, for instance, or you'll have more money, or you'll be a better person. But it never accesses that part of you that's actually creative, nor does it access that sense of well-being. So in a certain respect, knowing that you have that thought process that is always going to push you to do more, or will harangue you, or will tell you you're not doing enough, or you're not a good enough person, or whatever its repetitive thought processes are, if you don't try and get rid of it, that's the ticket.
See, if you just notice it and not judge it as good or bad, it loses its energy. It dissolves. It disappears.
You know, what if you drive, right? A car. So
I drive a car.
Here's an visual for you that I've never had before. What if this thought that you should do more is like putting on the gas, revving the engine while still having the brake on? The car doesn't move, but it's not a bad thing. That motion of depressing the gas pedal is not a bad thing. Once you actually get engaged, it's like taking off the brake. So I wouldn't make it mean anything. It just means you're revving before you go.
That's really cool. I love that analogy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
The other thing about this second principle, Val, is you can't do your life wrong. You can only do it as you're doing it in the current moment.
What?
And that was the freeing idea or reality or shift that I had about 34 years ago when I realized that I was already enlightened, trying to get enlightened.
You know, I know we're getting to the end of this segment, Val, but before you go and before we go to a break, I want to say this. You have the luxury now to experiment with not driving yourself forward and see how your creative being naturally unfolds itself, because you don't have the structure that required it before. You may be surprised how efficient you are in much less time if you don't drive yourself. Just an idea.
I love that. Cool. That's great. Thank you guys so much.
Well,
thank you.
We're going to go to a break right now, so come on back and don't miss being here.
Yep.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
And welcome back. Welcome back to Being Here.
We have global video seminars coming up.
We have one this Saturday, the 18th of July.
That one will be bilingual, English and German.
And we have one on Monday, the 20th, and that will be only in English. And that you can find out the times at our website, Transformation Made Easy. We also have a global video weekend seminar coming up called Creativity and Intuition. And that's on my daughter's birthday, August 1st.
The day before
my son's birthday, August 2nd.
Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday.
So if you'd like to know more about our seminars, or you'd like to register, or find our blog, we have a new one about our kitten chronicles, or sign up for our newsletter, go to transformationmadeeasy.com.
And we're back.
All right.
We have a caller holding.
From Virginia by the name of Margaret. Margaret, you with us?
Oh, all right. Yes, I am, but I didn't know I was calling in.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, but you called in, so what can we do for you?
Well, I'm always interested in creativity. Let me see. Right now I'm trying to write up, I guess you would say, a speech or a workshop I'm in the process of becoming somewhat of a speaker, but I'm trying to choose a niche, and I'm thinking of talking to lawyers about, you know, it's something very specific, it doesn't matter. But anyway, I've been sort of blocked. I finally narrowed it down, and I know what I want to talk about, but I think I've had some fears that have prevented me. I've been working on this for a year or two, and I think I have some fears about speaking and approaching people.
Well, that would be surprising, but you know, when you say you've been working on it for a year or two, you make that sound like a long time, and on one hand, it may feel like that, and it is a while, but I've discovered that sometimes when you're bringing something forward, it takes a bit longer than you expect, so I would be kind to yourself about that to begin with. And the other thing, in regards to moving forward and being creative, Margaret, I've found something and Shai found something, and it's so much easier when we allow ourselves to have fun. And I have a feeling that, you know, when you get something that's important to you, like it sounds that you're giving speeches or you're, what you're looking to put forth is, it's easy to get serious altogether. But I don't find that personally to be as easily a creative place. And the other thing is, you may as well enjoy this fearful time if you have it. Shai and I have discovered that there's kind of this building excitement sometimes before we do something new. And after you've done it many, many times, you get to create that newness yourself rather than have it there for you. So you may as well enjoy it while you have it.
Well, I sort of know what you mean, because I was reading about where actors and speakers sometimes turn their fear into excitement if they can, you know?
Well, look, here's the thing, Margaret. See, in each moment, you can only be exactly as you are. In other words, you can't do your life wrong. You can't do the project wrong. You can only do what you're doing in the current moment. And you might as well enjoy yourself. And if you enjoy yourself, the results will probably be much more creative and powerful than if you worry about it. Because, see, that second principle, no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. And if you're spending your time worrying about how it's going to turn out, you're not there being creative in the production of your technology.
And I have one other thing for you, because I know we have a few people holding, but you said that you're trying to find your niche, or you're looking for your niche. And I know there are a lot of books and processes that recommend that. And that may work really well for you. But I will have found, Shai and I have found something different. And that is that we got going expressing ourselves, and then our niche found us. It's as if as we articulated things to people, things that we cared about, we discovered what our niche was. Rather than identifying something and going for it, we were expressing our truth.
You know, you can only, you know what you know, and that precludes other possibilities outside what you know. So I'll tell you the truth. I never thought I'd lead seminars. It wasn't what I set out to do in my life. I was a farmer, you know, amongst other things. But it was the furthest thing from my mind, because I was terrified to speak in front of groups. So I can easily empathize with your concern about being able to speak about your project. However, you don't have to speak about it right now, so you don't have to be terrified. Wait until you have to get out in front of people, and then you can be terrified, if you are.
By the way, our first seminars had 2-3 people in them, so, you know, it's always
a- Yeah, you know, it's like you don't have to worry about it, how you're going to do then. You just have to handle this moment, and it's a lot easier than worrying about how you're going to handle your life's work. You know, you can have some fun, Margaret. You should have fun.
Why not? You deserve it. You've earned it.
And fun allows you to discover creativity.
Well, you know, I think you're right. I wrote something in the middle of the night that's totally different. So I do let my creativity come forward sometimes.
Good for you.
I mean, I don't know what I'll do with it, but it's just something, you know.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you don't need to do anything with it. Sometimes just doing it is enough. And the other thing, I know I said a while ago, one more thing. I have found sometimes I write something and I look at it and I go, I kind of like that. And I put it away. And then 2, 3, 5 years later, suddenly it's ripe and it goes out. You never know. It may be useful for you down the line, and if not, it may have just been fun to create it in the moment.
I understand, definitely.
Great. I don't know how you find us, but we really
appreciate your calling in.
Lovely
to meet you.
Maybe we'll get to see you in person virtually at one of our global video seminars one of these days.
Well, I don't know if you realize that I'm Terry's aunt, Terry Junta's aunt. I guess you didn't remember.
Oh,
we know you.
Kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, we hope to see you again sometime. Wow.
That's right.
How sweet is that? It's been years. Lovely, lovely speaking
yes.
with you.
Yes. Thank
we
you
wish
so
you
much.
Luck. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
We wish you success
great
with your project.
Talking to you, and I'm going to try to come to one of your Monday nights again at least.
Excellent. Well, yeah, you don't even have to leave your home for them.
Right. They're virtual now.
Zoom
I know.
On.
I don't have to go to...
That's right.
Okay,
great
thank you, darling. We have another
great
call.
Great talking to you, too. All right, we have Renata in Switzerland. Hi, Renata.
Hi, Ariel. Hi, Shaya. Hi, everyone.
How you doing?
Lovely.
What can we do for you?
So lovely listening to your conversations. I loved listening to all the things you said so far.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, we love listening to you. Shai was telling me this morning or
just a little while ago
about how much he adored having you on the Global Video Seminar yesterday and what a star you were.
That's right.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So,
what can we do for
yes.
you?
So, I spent 4 days at home now in Basel without Esther. And just before I left on Sunday, we rehearsed some little music pieces that we are playing together.
Uh-huh.
And Esther had to go to work afterwards, and she was a bit impatient. So, and that stuck with me all these days. I didn't take the accordion or try these pieces again. It was just, something was blocked somehow. So that must be an old story, I suppose.
Well, whatever you suppose is probably not it anyway, you know.
Yeah.
Because the only things we come up with are what we already know rather than what might be causing it.
Well, chances are, Renata, because I've met you clearly, you do what you want to do.
And you don't do what you don't want to do.
And sometimes you need to find an excuse for not doing what you don't want to do. And it sounds like in this moment, not picking up the accordion or doing the pieces is being blamed on Esther's attitude before going to work.
Yeah, you're right.
And you know, the other thing is...
You should do what you want to do and you shouldn't do what you don't want to do. You should allow yourself that freedom and power to actually, if you want to do something, do it. And if you don't want to, no is fine. I know that isn't...
Yeah, but sometimes I...
Go ahead.
I don't get the picture that my playing is not good enough or not enough or... Yeah, but she always tells me that it's enough because she studied her instrument and I didn't.
Well, maybe you're a natural.
That's right.
Shia practices fishing a lot more than me, but I'm a natural.
No, she certainly is, man. You know, what I enjoy most, I take Ariel fishing the other day out on a river, the Delaware River, on a little aluminum boat. And she stands up there and she casts a rod, maybe 80 feet, which is a long cast for a fly rod with a big puffy fly on the end of it, which has a lot of air resistance. And she makes these amazing casts without even thinking about it. And she's,
and I fish maybe a tenth of what he does or a 20th of what he does. Maybe you should start listening.
Maybe you're just good. Maybe there's nothing wrong with you. Maybe you are a perfect Renata.
One thing about Esther's, at least in your experience or opinion, her, what did you call it right before she went, her impatience. I have two thoughts about that. If I kept telling you you were good and you didn't listen to me and needed to rehearse it again in order to get better, I might get impatient with you. That's number one. But number two is this. Sometimes when I'm doing something creative and I really love it, I have this experience, the window is closing. Like I'm doing something and then the time frame for doing that closes and then I really need to be doing something else, whatever that something else may be. And it may be that you're not recognizing that there's a fully blossoming time for something. And then the window for that closes and you have a different activity calling you. But if you have the agenda to get better, you may not hear the other quiet calling because you're working hard to get ahead.
You know, I really saw that today when I was on the river.
Yeah.
It was 10:45, and I had to leave by 11 to get here to do this show.
Yeah.
And so my window of opportunity kept on getting smaller and smaller.
Right.
And I realized, you know, okay, now I have to leave. But the opportunity was there until it wasn't anymore. Aside from that, the fish stopped feeding, so I left.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, sure. Yes, that sure is a point, yeah, that sometimes makes it, gives me the picture that it's not good enough yet, or, yeah.
Well, look, here's the thing. I would go with what Ariel said to you, that if you are arguing for your own inadequacies, when somebody who really likes you, loves you, cares about you, and sees the great person that you are is telling you you're okay, and you're still arguing for your inadequacies, I would get frustrated too.
Now, here's the thing. This is what we were saying to Val at the beginning. The idea that you're inadequate is not going to go away.
It's just an idea that's in your jukebox of ideas.
Like her idea that she should be producing more is not going to go away. You just include it and move on, and I love it.
Look, I have this idea I should be 6'2", but I'm 5'8". And I will never, ever, ever be 6'2".
And the idea that you weren't enough is one you had before you found Esther? And, you know, in our minds, we think, oh, when I get that girlfriend, when I get that boyfriend, I am going to then feel whole. No, you still have the same idea. It still plays on your new circumstances. So if you allow yourself to have it and you don't try to change it or get rid of it,
it'll leave you alone.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Really a treat having you call in today.
Yes.
Really. Enjoying speaking with you.
Yeah, it's great speaking to you and hearing all the other ones. It's great too.
Excellent.
So
how about we go to the break just a tad early, and then because we have a couple more people.
Yeah,
All right. Thanks, Renata. Thanks, everyone. We'll be back shortly.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Feeling inspired, entertained, enlightened? Would you like more? Ariel and Shia invite you to participate in their fun and lively transformational seminars that have allowed people across the globe to have highly satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Join the Canes and their amazing community live and in person in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Ready to deepen your experience of instantaneous transformation in your career, family, and relationships? Then take the leap. Register today at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious. And being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
We're on Alexa smart speakers and connected devices.
Hey, Alexa, play Being Here podcast on Apple Podcasts.
Try it now.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Hey, welcome back.
And thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening.
If you're enjoying the show,
please share it with your friends.
Transformation happens when you share it with others. It's a little bit like what we were speaking to Margaret about. When you articulate what you're getting from transformation to other people, it becomes real for you and you provide an opportunity for them.
So we're going to shout out to listeners in different places.
Okay, some of these are a little challenging to say. Zoe, our associate who helped us put together this, gave us some good ones today. Ready?
This first one's easy.
Rochester, New York.
Yes, but Owatonna, Minnesota.
Piscataway, New Jersey.
Anaheim, California.
Okay, ready, Canadians? Etobicoke. I may have really massacred that, but my heart's in the right place.
Chepstow, Wales.
Nicosia in Cyprus.
And Perth, Australia.
Wherever you're listening from.
We once spent some time in Perth, Australia.
With a friend named Margaret, actually.
Really?
Or with Sandy. Mm-hmm. No, with Sandy. Sandy, we were with Sandy. Margaret was the gal in... It was so many years ago.
I know. I thought it was the lady with limp.
We did that too.
Yes, that was
Persephone.
Persephone.
Also.
So there you have it.
Life.
Perth,
is
Australia.
Good. All right, that's our trip around.
We were in the outback with kangaroos in Perth, Australia.
We were. And budgies. Okay.
And budgies, yes.
We have Naz in the UK. Hi, Naz.
Hi, Shia. So
how you doing?
I'm very, very well. I'm excited to be calling in.
Excellent. We're excited to have you.
I really love what you shared earlier about writing and having things you've written years before. This lockdown period for me has been super creative. In many ways, not just writing, but having to think of, get creative about work and life. And there's just one thing I wanted to share, that a couple of days ago, I was negotiating a new contract, and something came up about different tax laws. And it was so easy to go to my default of, oh my goodness, have I done this right? Have I done this wrong? And I thought it was really amazing. I got focused on the next steps that I needed to take.
I can't understand.
Okay, so hang on one second.
Hold on, you're breaking up, Naz.
Naz, I've been trying to suss out what you're saying, and I believe that I have been. But you're breaking up. So let me see if I got it. You said you were negotiating a contract, and then there was something that came up about tax laws, and your default was to worry about it and think that you'd done something wrong. And then?
I just took the next step of thinking, well, who can I go to?
Naz, lovey, I tell you what I'm going to suggest. We still want to speak to you, but we're going to take Micah from Dusseldorf. Why don't you call back in and see if you can get a more stable line? Because it's you're too garbled, and what you have to say is too important to listen to you this way, okay?
Perfect. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We're skipping over to Micah in Dusseldorf. Hi, Micah.
Hi, Ariel. Hi, Shia.
Hi, Micah.
Nice to hear your voice.
Yes.
Hi. Yes. So,
what can we do for you, dear?
Yeah. Just by listening to you and to the callers, I had a thought. I have a lot of thoughts, but so I flash back to a minute when. I suppose I'm creative in a lot of ways, but when it comes to being creative with others, painting with others, or working together with others in a way that it's not my daily business. So what I mean with it, with the in the network we have, there's a group of people who are teachers or painters or very, very creative people. And they offered an opportunity to come together and to be creative together. And every time when I do it together with other people, I can see how competitive I am. And when I see that someone else is doing it better than I do it, I stop engaging. And I'm curious if I do it in the normal business too, or is it just with painting or doing things? So I,
okay.
That was
so
my
look,
thought.
Look, my dear,
yes.
You are competitive. You have to be competitive.
Yes.
Everybody is competitive, because if you didn't compete and win, you wouldn't be on the planet.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we're all competitors. You know, there was several million sperm looking for that egg. Yours found it. The most competitive one found it.
Yes.
You know, and that's the way it is in life.
And our family lines were competitive because the other family lines died out. So here we are.
So all those competitive people. So, but you see, look, you should be kind to yourself. You compare your art to other people's art rather than just enjoy making art.
It was interesting. You said you're part of a networking group with very, very creative people, and they invited you to an opportunity to be creative. And it sounded like you were the outsider being invited to come with the experts. And you may not paint as a creative expression of yourself, but when you zoom in, I see your
apartment,
what you've put together is creative.
Very creative.
Whenever you dress yes,
is very creative.
Even your makeup, your jewelry, your how you present yourself, you, in my experience, are a highly creative person. And it may be that there are places where you feel uncomfortable, like you wouldn't want me to start painting things, I don't think.
You might be pretty good, but your concerns about it keep you from doing it
but
anyway.
But if I did it for fun rather than and used those people who are better than me as an inspiration of possibility, it would probably be a whole lot more fun experience. You know, on Monday, Mike, Asha and I got our hair cut for the first time since February. And
well, no, we cut each other's hair in between.
Yes, professionally cut.
Okay.
And then, but whilst I was cutting my hair and cutting Shia's hair in the last 4 months, I was pretending or modeling or imitating or channeling Michelle, our haircutter. I've always gotten very interested in what he does and how he does it. I have one pair of shears that I couldn't figure out how to use quite right. The barber shears, the ones with like comb on one side. And I watched him do it on my hair. I was like, oh, that's how he does it. So if we ever get into lockdown again, I know how to do that part. You know, I just allowed myself to have fun with it. I have a feeling sometimes when you get to be, quote, creative, you're getting a little serious.
Yeah, you stop having fun.
Yes.
And you start judging your work for whether it's good enough. And that's not fun.
You know, and that you have to do something with it. You know, it's like Margaret was talking about. I wrote this thing, but I'm not sure what I'll do with it. What if you don't have to do anything with it? What if just painting with your friends is the activity in and of itself is the outcome?
Is enough. What if? What yeah. if? What if? Micah, what if you are enough?
That is a new perspective.
Well, take my experience of you. You are enough. You're an amazing, amazing. Our experience. You're an amazing, amazing woman.
Thank you.
I'm sorry if that's not what you wanted to hear.
I know. We should work on it more.
Yes, yes.
But we're not going to, and we have Naz back on hold, so we're going to go see if we can
figure out what she's talking about now that she clarified.
Really a treat speaking with you today.
Yes.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for sending you a lot of love over the ocean.
Thank you.
And we look forward to seeing you again sometime soon.
On one of the virtual
seminars. I don't know if you're coming to Creativity and Intuition, but it would be a treat to have you there if you can make it.
Yes, that's an invitation.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
I thought about it. I will check with if we travel to my mom. Otherwise, of course, I would
have. Okay.
Excellent. All right.
Bye. Hey, have fun.
Bye. And thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have fun.
Bye-bye.
Have fun. Yes. Yeah. We have Naz in the UK. All right, Naz, tell us where you are.
I am back.
Yay.
Yes. And where are you?
I'm calling in from Chesant in the UK.
Chesant?
Yeah, as in peasant, but with CH.
Like peasant, but with a CH. Well done.
Chesant.
Okay.
Ah, right.
I like
Got it.
And your sound is much better now, so.
Yes, we can understand what you just said.
All right.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. It's lovely to be on the show. And one of the things I've noticed about lockdown and being at home is the level of my creativity and how it's expanded. And you know, part of that has been attending your global video seminars. And I had an incident on, I think it was Sunday night, I received this contract. It was talking about, and I'm negotiating the contract in a different country, and they have different tax laws. And at the time, it was super easy to my default is, my goodness, I don't know anything about this. Am I doing it right? And what's been so lovely was being able to think creatively as to where I could find the answers before I signed this contract. And the moment that I started to explore and research, I fell out of the I've done it wrong. And the answer came so easily. And I really have to say that attending your global video seminars and your weekends has really supported me in that, particularly in the lockdown. And I just find creativity in all areas of my life, and I'm really grateful.
Well, you're really welcome.
You know, I keep getting caught by a phrase, and I know it is probably how it's called in your country, but you keep talking about lockdown. And
right.
I know that's probably your stay-at-home order, and that's how it's termed. But there's something about it. I think you
that,
could...
That you victimize yourself with it rather than use it as an opportunity.
And I know you are using it as an opportunity without the distractions, without going out. You have more time to play at your writing, for instance. But there's something, you know, if you stopped holding that you're being creative right now because of lockdown, you might discover a whole new possibility of Naz, because you're being creative because you're being creative right now. There are plenty of people who are not.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and if you blame it on that, then as your country opens up, as things open up,
your creativity will dry up because you are not being in lockdown.
You're associating it with that. So I just, it kept catching my attention as you said it. So just thought I'd say
that. That's so cool. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
Really, I'm glad you called back in. It was so much easier.
Yes, we can understand you now. That much, that really helps a lot to be able to hear what you're saying, you know, cohesive sentences.
You know, and thank you for talking about how great the Global Video Seminars are. They really are. You get people from all over the world. If you want to join us again, come to transformationmadeeasy.com, register.
You know, if you keep having the same circumstances and problems keep showing up, maybe there's something that you're doing or not doing that's getting in the way of your creating your life newly in each moment.
Mm.
And we invite you to join us in one of these global video seminars that we're doing.
People come over and over because it gives them momentum and well-being.
Yes.
Again, if you enjoyed the show, please share it with others. And next week's show is going to be fun. It's called Got Grudges. I know a lot of us do.
Yes.
We can have some fun with it. Hey, thanks for listening today, everyone, really. And Naz, thanks for calling in.
And all of our other callers, too. Thanks for calling in.
Right. We'll be back next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here.